Hi all, it's the President here. It's the 16th of July. Thought I'd do a quick preview podcast just to, sorry, there are my keys. Just to go over my thoughts. Obviously, we're going to quickly just review the Players' Championship, which was held at Gatton Manor. It was a tough, tough day, a long day on a course that was tight. Tree-lined. I did dog shit during the sixth hole. Probably one of the lowest points of my BGA career, really. You know, playing that poorly, and just how the day went on. Really, it was. It was a good day, but at the same time, it was a long one. There's obviously a lot of things happened on that day that I've addressed in the BGA WhatsApp chat. A lot of people weren't on their best behaviour, which I can kind of understand when you lock people up for three, four months. You know, you're going to get people acting a little crazy every now and again. But there was definitely some on-course and off-course behaviour that wasn't good. But I'm not going to go into that. We've already spoken about it in the chat at great lengths. People know they misbehaved, and we're just looking to move forward. You know, it was a good day in terms of Mike Arnott winning his first major championship in great fashion. He closed it like he'd been there 100 times before. Mike, since he's come on the tour, is the type of person that I want on the tour. You know, he just gets it. He's serious. He enjoys it. You know, he just has the right values that we want from our tour members. Takes it seriously, has a good laugh, pays straight away. He's just a perfect member, really. And I think a lot of our members could learn a lot from Mike. You know, since he joined the tour at the start of last year, he was introduced by Joel Pope. I have a great respect for Mike, and he's quickly, you know, cemented himself as world number one now, which is a great achievement considering you've only been on the tour about 15 months. But he's also cemented himself as someone that I trust and someone that I can rely on tour. And he's been a great addition. I really wish if I could get one Mike every year that joins the tour, someone like him, then the tour would be in, you know, it will always be in good condition and a good state. He won. He stared down Craig O'Shea on the back nine. Craig O'Shea obviously returning after not playing for a couple of years. It was great to see Craig back. You know, Craig's such a nice guy. I think everyone kind of gravitates to him because he's just such a to the core nice person. And again, I wish he could play more, Craig, because one, he's one hell of a golfer, and two, he's such a nice bloke. You know, I've known Craig since we were about 8 years of age. Playing for Halliford Colts, Halliford Boys, I should say, football. And, you know, we grew up together. We always had a good friendship, even though he was Team Fastnage when the whole thing happened. But, you know, we worked past that, and now he's an established member and respected member of the tour. He's a two-time major champion. It was great to see him there, you know. He nearly won, playing off a two handicap. Shows you how good he is. You know, to shoot one over gross around Gatton Manor on that day, I don't know, that's really good golf. I just found the course so difficult. I found the greens undulating quick. I found, you know, a lot of blind shots. And I just thought it was a good major test, but it was a struggle, you know. I think for a lot of people, they left that feeling like, that was hard work. They'd had a really long day playing a course which was quite demanding. You know, another honourable shout out from the TPC was Ollie Phipps. Excuse me. I think at the start people didn't give him any chance. I didn't. I think I said he'd be lucky to get a top 25, and that's total disrespect because Ollie has worked on his craft and his game since last year, since February when I beat him in the World Match Play to retire him. He's obviously worked on his game because he came to T5, won over his handicap, and you have to respect that. That is hard work. that is hard yards put in, and it's it's reaped benefits. Ollie is now in a good position if he plays, you know, solidly the next two majors to make the playoffs. Who would have thought that at the start of the season, that Ollie Phipps is in a good position to make the playoffs after the first major? You have to applaud him. Fair play to Ollie. Again, another person since he's joined who's been good for the tour. Respect to Ollie for that. Another honourable mention, George Vinson. He came third, tied third, Josh Heather. George joined the tour last year, he won the Travellers on debut, and then he's come tied third in his maiden major championship. So you have to think going forward, George Vinson is going to be a big name player. He's going to win more tournaments, he's going to win more titles. And again, he's a good bloke, known him for years, pays on time, he's keen, he's interested, and shout out to him. Another shout out to Dave Gazzito, actually, the Shagger, because Dave, like me, is a shit golfer, but you know what, he doesn't ever give up. He literally never gives up. He literally played, unlike me, who gave up. He played 18 holes, shot, you know, a ridiculous score, but he had a 15 on one hole, and I think it could have been easy for him just to have said, sod this, but he didn't. He just carried on, and he grinded 18 holes. You know, he did come 33rd, but it doesn't matter, you know. Well done to Dave. On another, just thinking on another subject, we've now, obviously we released it that all formats for all major championships will be Stableford. Obviously, keeping with the traditions of the past, you know, we always played Invitational as a medal, and we always played Players' Championship as a medal. The Masters used to be a match play event, then it was changed in 2015 to a Stableford event. But I just felt like, finishing Gatton Manor a couple of weeks ago, I just felt like, not just from a personal point of view, but I feel if you have an outrageous hole where you have a 9 or a 10, you're out of the tournament, and then the rest of your day is a struggle. It's a long day. It's something maybe you don't enjoy, and I don't want that in the PGA Tour. I want it to be competitive. I want it to be serious, but I want people to have fun at the end of the day. And I feel like if you can keep people more interested to play 18 holes than to just give up after 6, like myself, or Edmonds gave up after 4, or even just know you have no chance of doing anything, then what is the point? I want it to be competitive. I want it to be good fun, but at the same time, I don't want people to leave feeling like, bloody hell, that was hard work. That was a long day. I want people to leave feeling like they've had a good day. And we've made the decision, obviously, the Masters is Stableford anyway, but going forward, all majors, the Masters, the Players' Championship, the Invitational, they'll all be Stableford. And that was a big decision for me. You know, we've played the Invitational since 2003 as a medal. You know, we've got 18 years of history in that event as a stroke play medal event. But I just thought, times are changing, you have to move with the times. You can't be stagnant, you can't be still. You know, we have over 40-odd members now, and their enjoyment and is paramount to me. It's the most important thing. So it's the right thing to do. The traditionalists will not like it, sure, but you have to move with the times. Stableford era is among us. Right, moving on to, you know, probably the most... I would say it's the most controversial thing that's happened in my presidency since 2003, if I'm being honest. And I'll be honest, it's pissed me off that much, you know. Basically, getting trophies back from winners is just becoming a bane in my life, because I'm the one that has to drive to God knows where to pick them up. Obviously, I live a bit further afield now, so it's inconvenience, you know, which I can put that aside. Inconvenience is inconvenience, I can live with that. But I received the trophy back. George Pearce was the previous winner. And I just want to put this on record before George hears this and probably, you know, shits himself that I'm accusing him. I don't think it was George. I really don't. I don't think George did this. But I picked up the trophy from his brother Charlie. And again, I want this on record. I don't think it was Charlie. I've known Charlie since I was about 4 years of age. He's a good bloke. I don't think he would inscribe twat onto the trophy. Obviously, like I said, I picked it up yesterday. And next to Biffin's name, who won in 2016 in heroic fashion at Leyland Golf and Country Club, the word twat had been inscribed against Biffin's name on a £250 silver trophy. You know, we want to be playing for these trophies when we're fucking 50, when we're 60, when we're 70, have our kids playing in these events. And every year there's going to be a twat that's on the trophy. It's fuck, honestly, I cannot put into words how much it's fucked me off. I know it wasn't George, I know it wasn't Charlie, I know it wasn't, but whoever has done it knows. And it's just, you know, what a fucking, what cunt have you got to be to do something like that? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, whether or not you think Biffin is a twat, and there are many people in this area of Staines, Ashford, that think Biffin's a twat, he's renowned for being a local village idiot. That's fair enough, but the bloke, to be publicly humiliated on that stage, it's just bang out of order. Bang out of order. You know, I don't want to feel like people are making a joke of this, because this has fucked me off. I've then had to take it to a trophy shop, and I've had to go, hello, mate, you're right. Yeah, can you just try and buffer the word twat out of the trophy that one of my fucking mates or some fucking twat has done? The person that's done this is the twat. And I just feel like it's just a total disrespect, you know. Total disrespect to the history, to the values, to the ethics that we try and employ on tour. And it just feels like this year, the first few months have been one thing after another. It really does. And this is just another thing. And, you know, words fail me. Words do fail me. What I need is I need some resolution. I need a name. Someone out there knows who done it. Someone out there knows who done it. George said he presented the trophy. He gave it to Charlie to keep in Charlie's van so I could get it off Charlie. And he said there was no scratching. The word twat was not there by the time he'd given it to Charlie. So based on George's testimony, the scratching of the word twat has been done from in Charlie's van. Charlie is adamant he didn't do it, and I believe that. And I don't think anyone at CJP's done it. Let's get that on the record. Quote me on that. But based on George's testimony, George is basically saying Charlie's done it. He's basically throwing his brother under the bus. There's no other way. George Pierce said the trophy was not scratched when I handed it over at Gatton Manor. It was only stayed in Charlie's van for the last 2 weeks. So someone do the math. Charlie said it wasn't him, it wasn't CJP. I believe him. George Pierce says it wasn't him. George or Charlie, one of them, I believe knows who did it. And that's a shot that I'm firing, damn right. I don't think it was Charlie. But I need a name, otherwise the rest of the tour is going to be punished, because the repair costs will come out of the membership. The rest of the tour will be punished because every event that we play now, you won't be able to keep the trophies for a year. And I don't care what people say, oh, one person ruins it. Yeah, you're damn fucking right, one person ruins it. This is a long list of things that have been pissing me off. And these are my thoughts. So I need a name. And if I don't get a name before the 31st of July, then going forward, no one will be able to keep trophies for the year. They will literally have a photo with it, and that is it. And then I will take it home and I will lock it away in the BGA safe. I can't be more crystal clear on that. I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope it doesn't come to that. You know. And George's whole blasé attitude, and I'm going to fucking call George out on this, and I've said it, his whole blasé attitude that it doesn't fucking matter. Well, it does fucking matter, George. It's a £250 silver trophy that we want to be playing for years to come. And if you have the trophy and you have it in your possession, it's your responsibility for the year. I don't care. You said, yeah, I don't give a fuck, I'll pay for it. We both know you're not going to pay for it. Okay? It's hard enough getting your fucking green fees out of you. You're not going to play for a trophy. No offence, George. I know you would appreciate me just telling it how it is. That's not the attitude. Oh, right, fuck it, I'm not fussed. We'll get it fixed. No, someone's been a cunt and someone's done it. And they can fucking... they can admit to doing this. Otherwise, what the fuck are we doing here? That's all I've got to say on that. All I want is a name. And I'll state again, I don't think George or Charlie have done it. I don't. I think it's either been done on the night out, where people are pissed up after the playoffs, or I don't know when. George said he kept it in his fucking mum's cupboard. I can't see his mum doing it. She's a lovely lady, known her most of my life. Lovely lady. She ain't going to write twat next to Biffy's name. Charlie. On tour, he's one of the oldest people. I've known him since I was about four. I went round his house when I was 4 years of age. We went to nursery together. He ain't going to write twat on the trophy. Nor is George. But one of them must know who done it. One of them must know who done it. You know, that's all I'm going to say on the subject, because, you know, I don't want to dwell. I don't want to get riled up anymore. But 2020's proven to be a fucking tough year. We've had coronavirus, you know. I've had 2 holidays cancelled. And now I've got fucking trophy gate, where someone's wrote twat on the trophy. I'll be doing a preview podcast on the Masters, which is on the 31st of July, so I'll review everything then. But, yeah, just wanted to give my thoughts, really, and my rambles and my rant on Trophy Gate. I felt it needed not just an official statement, but it needed an off-the-wall, off-the-cuff, presidential fucking statement. If you want to be a cunt and you want to write twat on fucking trophies, and you want to do shit like that, and you want to get up to God knows what on and off course at events, and people know what I'm talking about, don't be a member of the tour. Don't be a member of the tour. I don't want you. Keep your fucking £35. Go join some shithouse fucking other tour. Some copycat society. Don't give a bollocks. That's all I've got to say. Thanks for listening.